With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Thailand and Cambodia signing an expanded ceasefire agreement Sunday during a ceremony in Malaysia attended by President Trump. In his remarks at the annual summit of the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations, the president thanked members of his diplomatic team for their role in making that ceasefire possible.
I want to thank Marco Rubio for being here, who's great. You always help. He's born for this job. He really was. He was born for this job. Secretary of State Jameson, thank you very much for all you did on helping, too. He's the foremost expert on trade, and we're going to be doing another couple of stops where we'll be talking about no war, just pure trade.
U.S. and Chinese officials say a trade deal between the world's two superpowers and economy is drawing closer. The sides have reached an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to finalize their high-stakes meeting coming up Thursday in South Korea. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicting air travelers would see more flight delays as well as cancellations as air traffic controllers work without pay during the government shutdown.
My job is to keep the airspace safe. And so if I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic. And that's why you see the delays in the system. And the job number one is, again, get people to where they're going safely.
Duffy was appearing on Fox News Sunday morning. Boeing workers at three Midwest plants where military aircraft and weapons are developed had voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and continue a strike that started 3 months ago. The strike by some 3,200 machinists at plants in Missouri and Illinois is smaller in scale than the walkout last year by more than 30,000 workers. This is SRN News. A new report on religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo meeting with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates. Participants in that meeting say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse within the Catholic Church. That policy would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. Scary thoughts for, well, a lot of people. A new poll finds many Americans today, of all ages really, are very fearful about higher health care costs coming up in 2026. We have more on that story now from correspondent Julie Walker.
About 6 in 10 Americans are extremely or very concerned about their health costs going up in the next year, according to a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and that extends across age groups and political parties. The poll found about 4 in 10 are extremely or very concerned about not being able to pay for health care or medications, or losing or not having health insurance. Federal policies have left millions at risk of skyrocketing health insurance premiums or of losing their health insurance altogether. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.